IndyCar driver Justin Wilson has died at 37 from a head injury suffered when a piece of debris from another car struck him during Sunday's race at Pocono Raceway. Wilson's vehicle veered into an interior wall at the track, and he was swiftly taken by helicopter to a hospital. Wilson is the first IndyCar driver to die because of an on-track accident since Indianapolis 500 champion Dan Weldon in the 2011 season finale at Las Vegas. In baseball, in the National League, the New York Mets lead the NL East by 5.5 games over Washington after David Wright hit the first of their team record 8 home runs in a 16-7 comeback win at Philadelphia. Wright went deep in his first at-bat since missing 4 months with a back injury. Wilmer Flores homered twice and had 5 RBIs for the Mets, who trailed 7-2 heading into the fourth inning. Meanwhile, Pittsburgh beat Miami 5-2. In the American League, the Yankees edged Houston 1-0 to move into a tie with Toronto for first in the AL East. Boston topped the White Sox 5-4. In preseason football, Tampa Bay trumped Cincinnati 25-11. Meanwhile, New England Patriots players are looking forward to having veteran wide receiver and former rival Reggie Wayne on their team. There has not been an official announcement from the Pats. Meanwhile, Green Bay Packers wide receiver Jordy Nelson will miss the rest of the season with a knee injury. The New York Jets have signed rookie tight end Matt Lacoste. Public health officials and anti-tobacco activists are throwing their support behind Boston Mayor Marty Walsh's plan to ban chewing tobacco, snuff, and dip from city ballparks, including historic Fenway Park. More than a dozen experts representing hospitals, healthcare organizations, and tobacco prevention groups testified yesterday at a city council committee hearing. All spoke in favor of the proposal.